The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello. All right. St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I remember being in the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City when I was still living there in my early 20s. And it's a loving stereotype that the Irish enjoy their alcohol. But I will say the line was not exactly moving straight. It was sort of wobbly. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. For me, it's a personally meaningful day in that I met my wife 18 years ago on St. Patrick's Day. And that's the way life goes. It's very interesting that Ireland has become radically secular, but St. Patrick's Day continues to be celebrated. But the saint part doesn't mean much anymore. Religion has created many of its own problems, or let's put it this way, religious people. Because when religious people don't act properly, and I don't mean saintly, just properly, that is the greatest alienator of people from religion. Much more powerful than atheist arguments in alienating people from religion are bad or unimpressive, even religious people. That's why the third commandment, which is the most misunderstood, and I explain it, of course, in my Rational Bible series, is such a powerful commandment. It is, do not carry God's name in vain. The Hebrew is do not carry, but it's translated as do not take, so people think it means, oh my God, did you see that pitch? Oh my God, what a hot day. So people think they're violating the third commandment. You violate the third commandment when you're a religious person and you do evil. Then you're carrying God's name in vain. And that's the only sin in the Ten Commandments that God says he will not forgive. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. I have been, of course, speaking about Ukraine for days now, for weeks. And there are other issues as well, and I will start with one. It is not possible to overstate the damage our colleges and graduate schools do in this country. I would say that if 95% of our colleges and graduate schools closed down, and only kept open science, technology, engineering, and math, the country and the civilization would benefit tremendously. From the Daily Mail, police are forced to protect conservative debater at Yale Law School. Free speech event from woke students shouting, "I'll fight you," and then the B word that rhymes with R, screaming. These are Yale Law School students. Yale is a cesspool. If your child goes to Yale, you're truly wasting your money. It's worse. You are giving your money to destructive forces. But it doesn't matter to most parents because, A, they don't want to know how bad the school is. B, they love to be able to say, "My son or daughter at Yale." This is the meaning of life for very, very many Americans. To be able to say a prestigious college that their child attends. That the college may in fact be a permanently damaging institution in the child's life is of no consequence to them. They just want to be able to say, "My daughter is at Yale." Nearly 120 Yale Law School students, 120, revolted during a free speech debate last week because they didn't like conservative panelist Kristen Wagner. I've had her on the show, as it happens, a number of times. She's with the Alliance Defending Freedom, one of the groups we support on the show. The students screamed profanities at Wagner. I said Wagner because it's O-N-E-R. Including one who threatened they would, quote, literally fight you, B-word. B-word doesn't quite convey the low-life person as the actual word. They also chanted, "Protect trans kids." What's a trans kid? A 5-year-old girl who says she's a boy? What is a trans kid? Is it a 15-year-old? Is it both? Protect them from whom? From parents who would like to say to their daughter, "Honey, you're a girl. And this is probably a phase. And you are asking for a lifetime of difficulties by saying to yourself that you're really a boy." But if a parent says that, there's a chance that they will lose custody of that child if they are separated, divorced. There's a chance that they will lose custody if they're married. Parents have no rights in these arenas any longer. And shame, shame. Throughout the law school building, after police officers escorted the speakers out of the building. It's a little sick, no? The students are a mob. Yale Law School students are a mob. That Yale alumni tolerate this is a disgrace. That the school does is so expected as to I don't know. You have no way of saying it's a disgrace when something is expected, is de rigueur, is the norm. But I guess could have a disgrace that's a norm. Why did the police escort the speakers out and not the mob? Not the vile, filthy, fascistic mob. They get to stay and the speakers are taken out. Get it? Yeah, I get it now. The police at Yale are there to protect the thugs and kick out the innocent. After exiting the event, they began to stomp, shout, clap, sing, and pound on the hall walls. I really do wish that we had a soundtrack for that. There must be one somewhere. Oh, here might be. Hey, Sean, I'm going to put this up. I'm going to send this to you now, okay? You with me?
Yep, 1 minute.
I'm putting this on IM. I want Sean to have it. And I'll play it for you the next in the next segment. It's really, these things do need to be recorded and video recorded as well as audio. This happened at the law school at Berkeley as well. Ilya Shapiro went there to speak a couple of weeks ago, screamed down as well. These are your future lawyers. These are your future elite lawyers. Thank God I don't care about optimism or pessimism, but let's be honest, it is tough to be optimistic about the future of law in this country.
The Dennis Prager Show.
It's back to school time, and you may be burdened with college bills or private school tuition expenses. Dennis Prager here. With home equity at an all-time high and interest rates low, it is a great time to refinance your home to get cash out to pay those bills. I suggest you contact Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at andrewandtodd.com. They're with Sierra Pacific Mortgage, people I trust, and you should too. Just go online and take 30 seconds to answer a few questions. This gives them the information they need to give you valuable information often on the first call. Andrew and Todd are not brokers, they're bankers. So they can handle your loan from start to finish, and they are always in your corner. Take that first step today toward getting that cash that you need. Andrew and Todd are with you every step of the way. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com, or 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172.
So here is, I haven't heard this myself. I read the article. I did not hear the audio video as provided by Daily Mail. More than 100 students, nearly 120, doing what you're about to hear because there was a conservative speaker at Yale Law School. These are your future legal elites. Thugs. Yale produces thugs. Get that? Not every student is a thug. Most students are cowards. So it produces cowards and thugs. Here is the audio.
I'm not a girl. What?
Are you the one who sent the trap house
email? Hey, no, I didn't send a trap house email. He did.
He sent the trap house,
and I corrected him.
Can I ask you all? As you know, Yale has a policy of freedom of speech, and that you
must hear. We are not still. That is true.
Guys, come on, grow up.
We told you, Monica Miller, this is what it would be.
Will those trans kids grow up?
I look forward to hearing from you when we get to question and answer.
Free speech is
not allowed to talk here.
No, you're disrupting the free speech.
You're disrupting us.
They're disrupted if I say
something. I remind you, Yale is committed to protecting freedom of expression. Interfering with the speaker's
ability. Aren't you a First Amendment professor?
Includes me. Includes them.
Then talk.
Is not permitted. So please refrain from noise, activity, or otherwise disrupting the speech.
It's not our command
group. Here's what I'm going to do. That's the first time I'm telling you this. If it continues, I'll tell you again.
Okay.
If it continues after that, I'm going to have to ask you to leave or I'll help you not. You're welcome to be outside as long as you don't disrupt the event, and you're welcome to stay and listen and to ask questions when we get to the question period of the event. And I hope that you all stay.
Well, you are.
We'll be permitted to ask questions because normally we're not permitted to ask questions at these types of events.
Well, I'm going to call him, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. On its website, ADL.
Okay, so that was just the interchange. It wasn't the mob scene. It was the interchange partially after and partially before the screaming that ended the event. The woman who said grow up, I don't know if you caught that, law school professor Kate Stith, she was the moderator of the panel of the conservative and the non-conservative, I don't know if it was a leftist or a liberal, progressive, it says. Monica Miller, progressive and conservative, Kristen Wagner. And Kate Stith said to them to grow up. One of the great lines I've ever heard by a professor to the children that they teach at colleges. Wow, it was precious. 420 students signed a petition against or defending the mob, by the way. Just for the record, let me see if I can find the details on that. No, I don't think it's 400 something. And then I was mentioning to you the same thing happened at Berkeley Law School. And let's see, this is dated March 16th. Well, today's the 17th. Okay, no, that actually is the Yale one. So, Alan, you sent me another one about Yale. So I need the one about Berkeley. And, yes. Well, that's our state of our universities. Whenever I talk about them, people think that I'm in some way exaggerating the damage that they do. Ask the parents whose children came out contemptible after attending college. Went in as a sweet kid, came out an angry punk. They're in the hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, probably millions. Yep. Victor Davis Hanson is one of the handful of people that I never recall differing with. Some wonderful people I on occasion differ with, and that's perfectly fine. But Victor Davis Hanson is one I never recall differing with, and he has a piece at American Greatness on Putin. And he ends it, "We should not rehash the past, but learn from it, and thereby ensure Putin is defeated now and deterred in the future." So I watched Tucker Carlson and Congresswoman Salazar, I believe was her name, from Florida. I found her quite impressive, actually, and it was impressive that Tucker had her on, impressive that she went on. A debate like that is something I don't think you will hear at CNN. And it was very important debate that they had. Tucker Carlson's essential position is that we're more worried about Ukraine's borders than American borders. I think I've summarized it in one sentence. And that her position was we need to be concerned about both. And it was worth watching, if you can get that on your computer. Back in a moment.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for you. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code Prager. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Prager. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and more. Call 800-761-6302. Use the promo code Prager or MyPillow.com. Promo code Prager.
You know, we are going to feel the effects of the panic hysteria of the lockdown, which I called 2 years ago, almost to the day, the greatest mistake, international mistake ever made. And it was widely derided as crazy, nonsense. I was right. Sweden didn't have a lockdown. What happened? So here's just another example of the quality of life that is affected. Any one example is not dispositive, but is nevertheless indicative. Associated Press, one of the most basic hotel amenities is disappearing. And the hotels, when business gets used to giving you less service, they rarely return to previous service. So now, according to the article, in most hotels in the United States, you will not have your room cleaned, your bed made during your stay at the hotel unless you stay for 6 days. Nobody stays at a hotel for 6 days. Let's be honest, 99% stay for one or two nights. So the return to your room of a fresh smelling, nicely made bed, clean towels is in most cases over. And that's because they got used to it during the lockdown. I thought during the lockdown it was idiocy. What exactly was going to happen? Somebody was going to clean my room and I was going to contract COVID-19 from the woman. It's usually a woman who cleaned my room. What was the thinking? I said then it was incomprehensible. What a depressing time it was. As you know, I was opposed to it vociferously the whole time. That was a common factor in going to a hotel. No service in your room. Because people were scared into believing that you could contract COVID from somebody having touched a surface, and then you touched the surface, and you might die. Anyway, I'll tell you what I do, because I go to hotels about every other week of the year, and I tell them I would like my room cleaned every day. I'm even offering to pay extra, and I will leave a tip, but I want my room cleaned. This is not an Airbnb. This is a hotel. Where was I just? I was at Opryland in Nashville. They did the room each day, to their credit. I'll report on the various hotels. I'll be at a Holiday Inn in Florida. Be very interested to see what they do. All of this stuff, everything, the inflation is completely man-made. These are not forces beyond our control. Energy has been made so expensive because of the fanatics of our time. There is no large group of fanatics like environmentalists. These people will destroy the West in the name of their utopian scheme that everything is powered by windmills, excuse me, not windmills, by wind, but not windmills. wind turbines and solar panels. Their opposition to nuclear power proves that they're fanatics. I didn't need that proof, but that is proof, because that is carbon-free. These are the product of my famous equation, secularism plus boredom plus affluence. Remember Tom Steyer, that California billionaire, life devoted to this one cause? He's a perfect example, secular, affluent, and bored. The affluent are very bored because most people who have to make a living are not bored. They have a lot of work to do.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I have on the line one of the most renowned historians practicing the art of history today, Andrew Roberts. He's on whenever he publishes one of his monumental biographies, whether it's Napoleon or Churchill or others. And he has, he'll tell us, he's been to Budapest observing the Russia-Ukraine war from there. Andrew, my friend, where are you now?
I'm still in Budapest, actually, yes. I'm a visiting fellow of the wonderful Budapest Institute, and so I'm going to be here for 3 weeks or a month, actually, almost.
I'll just miss you. I'm coming in May. And I was there last August. And there's a lot of intellectual life going on in Hungary.
That's right. Yes. No. It's always been a great centre for intellectuals, of course, Budapest. But it's particularly fermenting at the moment. It's fascinating, all the thinkers and the discussions going on.
So tell me, because the Western press hates Viktor Orban, the prime minister. I don't know if he's prime minister or president. Which is it? Do you know?
Prime minister.
Prime minister of Hungary. They hate him. Yeah. So I don't know whatever I read about him, how accurate it is. What was his stance on the Russian invasion of Ukraine?
He denounced it. Hungary is a member of NATO, and so he very much went along with the NATO stance that it was a terrible thing to have done. What he hasn't done, though, is to allow arms shipments to go through Hungary across the Hungarian-Ukrainian border, because, first of all, obviously the Polish border is so much bigger, and secondly, some 85 to 90% of his people rely on Russian gas for their heating during the winter. And so he's much more exposed, or at least his people are much more exposed than most other Europeans.
Oh, good. You see, this is a balanced understanding of what is happening. So has he?
Another important factor. I was in Ukraine this time last week, in fact, and something else that was brought out very much by the people on the other side of the border there, who are ethnic Hungarians in Subcarpathia, point out that were the arms to be taken over that border, the Russians would counterattack and essentially bomb these Hungarians in Subcarpathia. And so his decision not to allow arms over the border is in effect not really trying to protect Hungary so much as the Hungarians who are Ukrainian nationality.
Right. So he feels that in effect Putin has hostages.
Yes. Yes, 150,000 of them, essentially.
Right. Okay. I'm so happy I spoke to you about this. Has he taken a position verbally?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. No, he's denounced the invasion. This is, again, something you don't really read about terribly much because, as you say, the Western press, or at least the liberal Western press, hate Viktor Orban. But they don't hate him because of anything to do with Russia. They hate him for their own political reasons.
Yeah, because he's right-wing, and he's one of the few nationalists.
That's essentially it.
Yes, that is essentially it. I'm well aware, and I've been to Hungary 5 times, twice under communism. So for whatever reason, I have a certain acquaintance. And obviously, you have a tremendous acquaintance staying there. Okay, so you were in Ukraine last week?
That's right, yes. I went over the border with a group, a sort of network of people who take food over there, essentially. They're very concerned about the prospect of starvation if the Russian occupation continues so much that they're unable to farm the great breadbasket of Europe, which is what Ukraine has always been.
All right, let me ask you the 64,000 foreign question. And that is, for those not knowing, that's the Hungarian currency.
Yeah, by the way, you know that's about $15.
That's painful. That is actually painful to hear. So here it goes. This is a tough one, and it is. Why do you think he invaded Ukraine?
Well, I've read the 6,685-word essay that he wrote back in July 2021, and it seems to me very clear that he invaded Ukraine because he did not believe that that Ukraine was a real country, that he thought that the destiny of Ukraine was essentially up to him to decide rather than the Ukrainians. He was certain, especially after your president withdrew from Afghanistan in that way last year, that the West would not respond in a tough and aggressive way. And he also thought that he was going to be able to decapitate the Zelensky government within the first few days of the invasion. And so he managed to get these three things, the historical thing, the political thing, and certainly the military thing, completely wrong.
The general tenor on the left in the United States, and by the way, many conservatives, there is a great division in the conservative world on this invasion, which saddens me, but life is filled with sadness, so I can handle it. And that is that the real reason is the potential NATO expansion. How do you respond to that?
I think that's wrong, because it had been an independent country, obviously, since 1991. And that's a quarter of a century ago now, and they're not in NATO. So I don't think, and they were always very much on the back burner when it came to NATO. All you need is to have one NATO country not let them in, and they don't get in. And there were several, including Germany, in fact, that didn't want Ukraine to be in NATO. So the idea that we in the West should be beating ourselves up about a invasion which was the brainchild of one particularly evil dictator, I think is a typical.
This is great. This is great. Stay on with me. This is truly important. Hello, my friends. Speaking with the great historian Andrew Roberts, and reviewing. He's now in Hungary, and he was actually in Ukraine last week. So what is your position? I've been to really clarifying speaking to you. What is your position on the no-fly zone?
I'm afraid I am against it. Not because of the of the NATO treaty or anything along those lines, but simply because in order for it to work, we would have to have the capacity to take out Russian ground-to-air missiles that are stationed inside Russia. And that would be an attack on Russia. And I don't think that NATO is up for that. It wasn't what NATO was created for. And you can't just have a no-fly zone in which you allow your own planes to be shot down.
Right, but supplying them with planes, your position is?
Totally in favor. Totally right. In favor. I think it was a tragedy for the Biden administration to turn down that opportunity, owing to the fact that historically, when one looks at what, for example, Russia did during the Vietnam War, taking planes and tanks to North Vietnam, when one thinks again of the IEDs that Iran was supplying to kill American soldiers in Afghanistan, and many, many, many other proxy wars, it's been totally taken for granted that our enemies can do this without sparking a world war. I can't see why we couldn't.
What will have to be done in order to have a stalemate, or do you think that he will do anything, including literally leveling the cities of Ukraine, not to allow a stalemate?
I think there's an interesting moment in any dictator's career where he has to decide whether or not he's going to continue on to the sort of next stage, upping the ante constantly. Some of them don't. General Franco, for example, didn't join Hitler in the Second World War, but most of them do. And Putin strikes me as somebody who's likely to, not least because he must worry about whether his own position would be tenable in the event of a humiliation in Ukraine. So I'm afraid that unless the Zelensky government cobbles together some kind of a ignoble peace treaty, which I don't think there's any sign of at all, I'm afraid the next stage is a massive onslaught on Kyiv, which is going to
We need to talk again. It was tough to get through to you on the international call. Thank you, Andrew Roberts. We will resume hopefully in the near future.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.